MoneyWeb now on the money.
I'm chatting with Bridget Witz-Hewinson. She's a senior associate in real estate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Bridget, appreciate the time today. All of a sudden, stage six is back after we thought maybe load shedding has left. And this has got everyone's mind going back to installing their own solar systems up, sort of, I suppose, a private one in our households. There are a bunch of regulatory hoops. It's not quite so simple. There's some processes we need to follow.
Yes. Hi, Simon. Thanks very much for chatting to me this morning. So yes, unfortunately, the solar consideration is now back on the cards when we see the load shedding stages ramped up again. So really, the essential thing that we all need to be considering when installing solar is keeping in mind that the legal and regulatory requirements are there to protect not only the homeowners and the occupants of our homes, but also all the cities, staff members who are dealing with the grid and working on those grids. We need to make sure that those systems are kept safe for everybody's benefit. So that is the reason why we have to follow certain processes when considering installing solar. So the important things really to consider, so the Occupational Health and Safety Act tells us that we need to be responsible for these, for electrical installations in our homes. So the electrical installation regulations place an onus on homeowners to ensure that their electrical installations are safe and they can be safely used, they must be maintained. So those are all things which we need to keep top of mind when installing solar panels, because those systems, the ones that we're typically seeing being installed now on our roofs, all form part of those electrical installations. So the city of Cape Town particularly sets out really nice requirements for us, the processes which we need to follow to make sure all those regulatory and health and safety requirements are met. The city of Cape Town's website actually has a ton of information that's very, very helpful to consumers. The important thing that we also need to remember is if we're dealing with a municipality outside of the city of Cape Town, so you're getting your electricity directly from Eskom, for example, you would need to then follow Eskom's process for the application of your solar installation. So the bottom line being, we need to get approvals before we actually install solar. So before we run out and go and buy the solar panels, which we're all very tempted to do at the moment, we actually need to follow those application processes. So quite simple. I'm a fan of Google with these things. You can go onto the city's website and there's a whole application process that must be followed. And we need the approval from the city before we can actually go out and phone electricians and get people involved with the physical installation of those systems and those solar panels.
The heart of this is that certificate of compliance. I mean, that's ultimately where we kind of end up, which is fairly standard. I mean, if you buy a solar house, you need that certificate of compliance because electricity is dangerous.
Absolutely. So that certificate of compliance actually comes in much later in our process. So once you've got the application in with the City of Cape Town, for example, and you've got that approval, only on the physical installation of those systems will somebody then issue that certificate of compliance. So that certificate then says, okay, first of all, we've got the approvals necessary. That's step number one. Now, on the actual installation, it confirms that your electrical installations have been done according to the necessary standards. So obviously, we need installations to be safe, to meet certain legal requirements, and those regulations and that certificate actually details all of that information. So it means that we've got an installation that meets minimum safety requirements, essentially. And from a homeowner's point of view, obviously, if we're installing solar in isolation, we need that certificate on any new installation. So you may have an existing certificate of compliance that would have been issued perhaps when you bought your home. But if you're making any substantial changes, and this, of course, would be one, either you would need to have an entirely new certificate issued or you need a supplementary certificate to deal with those changes. And it's something which becomes relevant when we sell our properties as well.
That was my next question. When I'm selling, this is going to be a part of the house. I'm imagining a normal day I need a COC anyway, but also just the actual panels and the battery. I mean, does that become part of the sale agreement?
So currently, the Property Practitioners Act deals with sort of certain disclosures that need to be made when selling a property. And although we don't actually deal with solar separately as an electrical installation, it all forms part of that electrical installation. I'm certain that there's at least conversations being had about specifically dealing with that aspect separately from a disclosure point of view. If I'm selling my home, or if I'm purchasing rather, there's definitely going to be added value to a property which has solar installations. But because of all the requirements that have to be met for us to have a legally installed solar panels, I would want to know that those have been installed correctly. So on the sale and the change of ownership of a property, we would have to have new certificates of compliance issued. But it's an opportunity for purchasers actually to make sure that those installations have been done correctly and that the necessary requirements have been met, obviously because it's a legal requirement, but also for each of our own safety, it's important that we have certificates of compliance that give us that assurity that hopefully we won't have any issues or solar panels bursting into flames.
Yeah.
So it all becomes very relevant for that purposes, safety, for insurance purposes. If your certificate of compliance does not include your solar system and you have a huge fire, you're probably going to have a big argument with your insurer about what is going to be covered. So it kind of goes beyond, you know, just the sort of regulatory requirements. We're looking at practicalities of the installation. What are the maintenance requirements that we have? You know, why do we need to maintain those systems? Not only for our safety, for insurance purposes. So it all sort of gets quite entangled.
No, I take that. I mean, a lot of hoops to jump through, but I think the key point here is it's around protecting, and that might be physical, but it might also just be protecting a buyer or a seller and
Absolutely.
Making sure we're all on the page. We'll leave it there. That's Pritivit Hewinson, Senior Associate Real Estate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Appreciate the time. That's our question today on LinkedIn and Twitter. Have you installed solar? Everything was going great, and suddenly we're back at stage 6 again. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter.